Hello, my name is Farahani. I have a small business under the name of Gestalt Ottawa. I have a site, www.gestaltottawa.com, and I do this business for 21 years. Since then, I am very satisfied with what I do. Besides doing gestalt therapy, I do art therapy and clinical hypnosis and clinical supervision. In working with my clients, I combine all the tools that I have. So each one has own boundaries, has own rules and regulations, techniques, and I prefer to use all of them. I do not separate clinical hypnosis from the others because all is the tools that we can use. In working with this condition, since the COVID hit 2 years ago, suddenly everything went online. Then I got feeling of isolated from the society. My knowledge in the computer, it's not great, although I work with it, although long time ago I get the certification of the networking and things like that, but since I did not use it, I don't know. So little bit I need to polish that side of my skills too, in order to little bit have a more confident in using this social media. I got a ask from the people, because it was new for me what to do, how to do. People recommended that I have to write a script in point view and talk about it because it's more professional. And I gave a thought about it, but I ignored all. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for communication. This is me with all my shortcomings in terms of the public speaking. That's fine, this is me. Because of that, I want to experience without writing any script about this. So I go as along and I talk about it. But one thing is concerning me, the boundary in this social media, because it's very broad, it's vast, and very easily I can get lost inside this social media and then the boundary will be just vanishes. I don't like that, because in this social media I have to be careful of my statements, use of wordings that I do not wish and I do not want my statements or my wordings or my sentences hurts anyone's feelings or triggers some unpleasant events. So this is always in back of my mind as I am speaking right now. I do feel anxious, little bit stressful, and I am ignoring right now. I know the voice that I have right now, it's a little bit stressful. Again, I gotta do it. I gotta experience these new tools. This is new way of the communication, and young people, they know how to do it very fast. I'm not going to meet like young people. On the other hand, I'm going to try my best to do as much as I could. So my expectation is not high. My expectation is just matches within myself. And I'm thinking, since this is the first time, I might like it and continue, because I'm going to upload in my website. Or I might dislike it. I said, what the hell, no, I don't want it, and discontinue. For now, this is the introduction. I am walking out of the circle that I had for myself for a long time, and I function within that setting. So I'm walking out of that circle right now. Possibly I'm making another circle. Maybe no, it's just walking out to see what I'm going to face with. Another purpose is for my business, that I don't want to be isolated more and more and more. This is going to be another way of possibly advertising, I say. Possibly, I don't know. But this is another purpose of that. In this program, if I like, and I may continue, I will bring people to share their ideas, professional in the fields, to talk about things that interest you or society or interest themselves to want, they want to talk about it. And again, the boundary immediately comes to my mind and cross my mind, say, oh, we gotta agree with the boundary. So the same boundary will apply for them as I think about myself. This is another point that I have in my mind all the time. This first podcasting won't be so long, and maybe 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, without any preparation. And as if I like to continue, talk about the art therapy, talk about the gestalt or clinical hypnosis or clinical supervision, then that's another story. It's going to be very organized, with a point of view we discuss in deep, and that's going to be very organized way. Now, moving forward, as I am talking right now, for me, it's self-satisfaction is important. Self-satisfaction is equal success for me. And self-dissatisfaction equals for me failure. So if you put it in that way, because I don't believe the definition of the success and failure within the society is applicable for everyone. It's not. The perception that we have about success and failure is important. Then again, I'm talking about that. I am thinking, okay, I gotta use my adaptation skills to use these tools that I am using it right now to learn more and gain knowledge about it. That would be another venue of the communication between professionals and ordinary people. I would even ask from the ordinary people to be in this program to talk about the certain things. So in general, when I'm thinking right now about it, it is totally is the information and knowledge will be transferred from this podcasting to the public. And I'm going to gain that information and knowledge from public too. So this is two-way street. It's not one way. We will learn from each other, basically. That's all it is. When I'm talking about the learning, indirectly I'm talking about the self. So the self without the environment is the dysfunctional one. This is what I believe. The principal attribute of the self, it is another part of the self as a whole. But indeed, integration of the self within the environment is that another subject matter that needs adaptation skills. Not in a sense to lose the being as an individual, lose not considering yourself or myself as a standalone person, but in a way, cooperation with the environment is an important matter. So this is the new way of the doing things. Recently everyone is doing it. And I believe it's a good tool. So for me to grow, I gotta be able to change, allow myself to change. So in this way, I'm allowing myself to experience the new communication way with all shortcomings or with all skills that I will learn or challenges that I will face with it. For now, I am very hopeful that this communication would bring me lots of satisfaction, and that's what I'm looking for, nothing else. For now, I'm thanking you for listening, and for next sessions and sessions and sessions after, I will be more organized. You take care of yourself.